Thank you, Val. The Big C Cancer Charity has built a new centre at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, and we have stories about the generosity of evening news readers who've helped to finance this, and about an artwork that will be installed in the new centre. Other local charities have been supported by local breweries, and we'll learn about Cat's Eyes, a brew to support the Break charity, and about some of the other remarkable charity supporting brews from local beer makers. But let's get back to the Big C.
For a decade, it has been a rock on which cancer patients across the region have leant during their darkest hours. Thousands of people have benefited from the therapy, counselling and advice offered at the Big C Centre, which has reached its 10th anniversary. And all that would not have been possible without the generosity of Norwich Evening News readers. Nikki Morris, Big C Deputy Chief Executive, said public support was integral to the £250,000 fundraising effort which enabled the charity to build the centre. It is because of the centre that patients such as Adele Wood have been given vital extra help and support at the toughest time of their lives. Miss Wood described the centre as absolutely amazing.
An artist who lost a family member to cancer has created a special piece of work for the centre. Georgina Warne of Hempnall has created a 3 metre times 2 metre feature wall, which depicts birds, flowers and plants. She hopes the artwork will fit in with the overall tone of the support centre, which has been a supportive pillar for tens of thousands of cancer patients since it opened in 2006. The installation was officially unveiled by Dr. Chris Bushby, Chief Executive of Big C, and Chairwoman Carolyn Sexton. Visitors to the centre will see swallows, turtle doves, goldfinches, wrens, robins, yellowhammers and song thrush, as well as butterflies, moths, dragonflies and poppy sea heads, all depicted on the wall art. Ms. Warne, who was selected from a shortlist of 30 artists to create art for the centre, said, "I wanted to create a feeling of layers of plants, details and undergrowth, alive with insects and birds, giving an uplifting feel of celebration of the natural world. There is a lot of movement and the installation is highly tactile and abounds in texture."
TV broadcaster Jake Humphrey and a green-eyed cat called Coco have joined forces to raise money for a Norfolk charity. The Fat Cat is brewing a new beer, the Cat's Eyes, to mark the 100th anniversary of independent Norfolk opticians Dipple and Conway. For every pint sold, Dipple and Conway will donate 10p to Break, a charity for vulnerable children. Mr. Humphrey is a patron of the Norfolk-based charity. The BT Sport presenter said he was thrilled Dipple and Conway were supporting Break. "Local businesses are key to us. I love it when they choose Break as a charity to support, and I want to thank them for everything they have done," he said. "Break is important to me because they're from Norfolk, as I am, and it is really important for me to support something close to home. Break does amazing things across East Anglia and beyond." Directors of Dipple and Conway, Damien Conway and his wife Justine, are thrilled that their much-loved cat Coco is featured on the artwork for the pump clip and beer mat for the new beer. But, like Jake, they want the real winners to be Break. Over the past 5 or 6 years, Dipple and Conway has raised £20,000 for Break through cycling events, the London Marathon, collecting tins and a number of other ways, said Mr. Conway.
Norfolk has a strong track record of fundraising with some inventive brewing. In May, Myrtle Fish Ale, a new signature brew by Woodford's, was launched at the Maidshead Hotel in Tombland. The beer took its name from the Myrtle Fish Tavern, the Maidshead predecessor, which was trading in Wensum Street, then known as Cook Row, from at least 1287. The hotel supported Systema in Norwich during City of Ale by donating 20 pence to the local music charity for every pint of Myrtle Fish Ale sold. The Maidshead Hotel is believed to be the oldest Norman site in the city after the castle. In July, Norwich-based Chalk Hill Brewery and music and arts venue The Owl Sanctuary announced a partnership with Norwich South MP Clive Lewis and Norwich Nelson Ward Labour Party, for which they created a new beer called Left Winger. The beer was launched on July the 19th at Fiesta Socialista, a fundraising event hosted by Nelson Ward Labour Party at the Owl Sanctuary on Timber Hill. And for the Tour de Broad cycle sportif, Woodford's Brewery ensured riders had a reward at the finish line with a brew made especially for the event. On August the 21st, the Broadland-inspired brew Beer de Broads was exclusively available to riders, courtesy of head brewer Belinda Jennings.